Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of the Swordfish Survival Podcast. It's me, it's Swordfish here, and I know it's been a minute since the last episode. I do apologize. Let's just say life caught up with me, and for a season, I was sidelined, I was sidetracked, but we are back in action. We are full bore. We are three wide at 200 mile an hour, and here we go. This episode, I want to focus on some things that have been near and dear to me recently, some circumstances I've been through that I have made it through, so to speak, and I have learned from, and I've become mentally tougher. I've become more self-aware, and I hope you get something out of this. So I want to, for lack of terms, let's call this episode, You're Still Here. And I'm going to just jump right into the situation. There's reasons why we go through circumstances. There's reasons why we face certain situations. We may not understand it while we're in those circumstances, while we're in those situations. But we can learn and we can grow and we can lead others. We're still here. Recent circumstances have caused me to question several aspects of my life. Like, why am I going through these things? What did I do to deserve the hell that I'm going through? What did I do to deserve the circumstances that I am now facing? And we may not ever get to a point where we get those answers. But we can get past those circumstances. We can get past those problems because we're still here. You may have said to yourself, I don't know if I can make it through this. This is the toughest shit I've ever had to deal with in my life. But you're still here. You might say, Swordfish, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to turn to. I don't know who to talk to. But you're still here. And that's what I want to focus on today. The fact that you got out of bed today. You got up. You made your breakfast. You made your got your shower. Got yourself ready for work. You made your way to work. Or maybe if you're at home, you've started your morning routine. Maybe you're a stay-at-home parent. You're getting the kids' breakfast ready. Maybe you're just getting your day started. You're doing better than those that didn't wake up this morning. You're doing better than those that didn't make it home last night. You're still here. H is for the heart of endurance. The circumstances we face, the life that we are living, we'll build a heart of endurance. We have to decide in our minds and in our hearts that we're going to endure some pain. We're not going to try to avoid it. Let's endure some pain. That pain doesn't have to be permanent. The pains that I'm referring to as circumstances that I've been in, I just made an abrupt exit by no choice of my own after a 12-year-long relationship. I thought I was ruined. I was devastated. I was destroyed for a season. But I'm still here. We're going to encounter some tough decisions. And those decisions are going to make us who we are. They're going to make us either grow or they're going to cause us to fail. We need to make sure that the decisions we make cause us to grow, cause us to be better, cause us to be more prepared for future circumstances that can cause us pain. Let's face it, there are times in our life that pain is going to happen. There's going to be emotional pain. There's going to be physical pain. There's going to be mental pain. We need to decide within ourselves that we're going to endure. We're not going to quit. We're not going to fail. We're not going to give in. We're not going to throw in the towel. No matter how hard that circumstance is, it's okay to ask why. It's okay to say, why am I going through this? There was a point in my life where I was screaming at the top of my lungs, why did I do this? What did I do to deserve the hell I'm going through? Why me? But I'm still here. Tough times will challenge our character. Tough times will let us know what we're really made of. Those tough times, we need to be ready to grow. Diamonds are made with heat and pressure. Without the heat and pressure turning coal into diamonds, it would not be as precious of a stone as it is today. It would not be as hard of a stone as it is today. Let's decide to be diamonds. By making that decision, we are asking to go through some trying times. We are asking to go through some pain. We are asking to endure some things that's going to make us tougher on the other side. Maybe you've experienced the loss of a loved one, or the loss of a job, or the loss of a relationship, or the loss of a circumstance that you thought you couldn't get past. But you woke up the next day. You got out of bed. You started your day. You had your day. And you're still here. In my mind, there are several circumstances that come to mind in my life that I thought were going to absolutely destroy me. When I was a 10-year-old boy, I started celebrating my 10th birthday. Me and my father went to go get a moped for my birthday. That's what I wanted. I seen them on TV. Some friends had one. I wanted a moped. So I travel to a town not far from home. We go to pick it up, and I come home, and the house is trashed. I'm looking around for my two younger brothers. I don't see them. And I realize maybe the house was broke into. Maybe the house was trashed because somebody decided to break in and steal a few things. I had no clue where my brothers were. Maybe they were gone too. But then I didn't realize I hear some crying in the back of my two young brothers saying, "Mama left us. Mama left us." So that was the shit I had to deal with as a 10-year-old boy. I had to grow up real quick and realize the woman that I called Mama decided she didn't love us anymore. Decided she didn't want to be a part of the family anymore. Decided that she wanted to live her own life without us. And I began questioning, why me? Why am I going through this? What have I done to deserve this? I'm a 10-year-old boy trying to celebrate my birthday. What have I done to cause her to not love me anymore? What did we do to cause us to not cause her not to love us anymore? That destroyed me for a season. It ruined my childhood for a season. But I'm still here. Going back to the relationship circumstance, so after 12 years of committing my life to somebody, I know I'm not perfect. I know I've made mistakes. But I thought those mistakes were buried. I thought those mistakes were gone and forgiven. Moving forward, through whatever reason, the relationship ended abruptly. And I'm not here to lay blame. I'm not here to point fingers. But it devastated me for a season. But I'm still here. It demoralized me for a time, realizing, could I have done something better? Could I have done something different? Maybe you said the same thing in the past. But you're still here. Don't let the problems of the past dictate your future unless you learn from it. Don't let the pains of the past dictate your future unless you learn from it. You're still here. Have that in heart of endurance. Next, we want to focus on being the example because of what we've went through. Be the example to yourself and those around you. Be the example of what happens when somebody hits rock bottom and they begin to rise up. You have two choices in life, and they both revolve around fear. You could forget everything and run. You can quit. You can throw in the towel. You can say the hell with it. This is life now. Or you can face everything and rise. You can accept the circumstances, and you can be better because of them. You can accept the circumstances and grow. People around you are seeing your struggles. They know you're going through some things. They may not know the details and they don't need to. But they see that you may be in pain. You may be struggling right now and trying to put on a happy face. You may have emotions running through your mind right now that you do not understand. You do not comprehend. But you're too afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid. Ask for help. The toughest people I've ever seen in my life ask for help. They've seen you struggle. They've seen your pain. They see your emotions. Now let them see you as the example. Let them see how you're going to deal with the pain. Let them see how you're going to deal with the pressures of life, the pressures of unforeseen circumstances. Face everything and rise. There's always going to be people watching us. They're going to watch and see how we respond to the pain, respond to the pressures, respond to how life treats us when we're down and out. How life, when it proverbially kicks us while we're down, how we respond. The people who are watching, they're going to want to see you fail. They're going to want to see you quit. That way they don't feel so bad about themselves. But when you stand and you become that example, when you stand because of the pain, when you stand because of the circumstance, when you stand as a result of knowing how to handle those circumstances, maybe they'll come to you for answers. You become the example at that point. You become what they want to be. So be the example. Not only are we going to have the heart of endurance and become the example, I think it's time to rise to the occasion. Rise to the top. Become the best version of ourselves. And even in these trying times where unemployment has been high in the past, difficult times we've faced in the past, it's okay to remember what happened. But don't dwell there. Don't live there. Remember what you've been through to prepare what you're about to go through. A lot of people like to dwell in the past and even glorify the past. Man, I used to do drugs. I used to be a raging alcoholic. But, you know, I'm done. I'm done with that. So that's fantastic. Be done. But don't glory in the past. If you've been delivered from a circumstance that is life-altering, don't dwell there. It's okay to remember to where you come from. It's okay to remember your past. But don't glory in it. Don't live in it. Especially us as men. Let me speak to the men for a moment. Society sets us up sometimes for failure. Society tells us it's not okay to deal with your emotions. It's not okay to deal with your mental health. It's not okay to not tough. Suck it up, buttercup. I'm here to tell you today, it's okay to retreat. It's okay to regroup. It's okay to sit on the sidelines for a moment. Take in what's going on in your life. And make an action plan. Make a battle plan. It's okay to slow down and try to get a hold of what's going on in your life. It's okay to regroup when times are tough. But it's not okay to quit. As men, we are set out to be leaders. At least that's my perception of that. I want to be a leader for my children. I want to be a leader on the job. I want to be a leader with my family and friends. But if I quit, I can't be a leader. I want to be a leader in my fire department. If I quit, I can't be a leader. If I quit, I can't respond to those emergency calls as they come out. If I quit, who's going to pick up the mantle? Who's going to be the role model for my children? I'm not going to quit. I'm going to rise to that occasion. I'm going to rise to the top. I will be the best version of myself for their sake. I will be the best version of myself for those around me. I will not let my circumstances determine who I am. But my response to those circumstances will tell others who I am. Oftentimes we've heard the saying that Satan whispers in your ear, you can't handle the storm that's about to come about. You can't handle the pressures that are about to come your way. And this, as the saying goes, we like to respond with, I am the storm. Are you? If you quit, are you really that storm? Are you a product of your circumstances? Are you a product of the pain that you're going through? Are you a product of nothing? Or is it a mindset of it's okay to retreat, it's okay to regroup, but you're not going to quit? You have to determine that today in your mind and in your heart, whatever I'm going to face, I'm not going to quit. I will rise to that occasion. I will be that example. I will have the enduring heart to go forward, to proceed, to conquer. But I'm not going to quit. You're still here. You're here for a reason. Maybe you don't know what that reason is yet. But it takes time. It takes growth. It takes circumstances to determine who we are for ourselves, to determine what our purposes are. And you got to realize that everyone struggles. Some people wear it better than others, but we all struggle. So how are you going to be different? How are you going to be the reason someone else may find hope? How are you going to be that example on the job, or that example in your family, or that example in your relationship? How are you going to be different? Everybody struggles. Everybody faces hardships. How are you going to react? I wanted to react a lot differently than what I did. I wanted to be vengeful. I wanted to be vindictive. I wanted to lash out emotionally and mentally, even physically at times. I chose not to. Everybody faces problems and pain and losses and defeat in life and circumstances, on the job and relationships. How are you going to rise up? How are you going to be different? What choices are going to cause you to grow? What choices are going to be your breakthrough? It's okay to reflect on the past. It's not okay to dwell in it. It's not okay to live there. I choose to reflect on the past to see where I've been and where I'm going. I choose to realize that I have potential. You need to choose that you have potential as well. But you've got to seek it out. You've got to find that potential. You've got to find that purpose. You've got to find the fortitude within you to seek out why you're here. You're more than an employer or an employee on the job. You're more than a father. You're more than a friend. You're more than a husband or a wife. You're more than a brother or sister. You were put here for a purpose. It's time to choose what that purpose is. It's time to realize that you have potential and you're here for a reason. It's time to choose that you're going to take action, no longer be on the sidelines, no longer be idle, no longer sitting idly by and saying, this is life, this is what I've been dealt with, this is what I've been given, so be it. It's time to take action. Maybe you're looking for a new job or new career. It's time to take action. Maybe you want to take action towards your educational goals, which will lead to future careers. It's time to take action. Maybe you want to be a better version of yourself, for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your coworkers. It's time to take action. No longer sitting idly by is no longer an option. It's time to take action to be a better father, mother, brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, grandparent. It's time to take action. It's time to take action towards being a better me and being a better you. What's holding you back from being a better version of yourself? You are. You may say, Swordfish, I don't want to be a better version of myself. Why wouldn't you? Maybe I don't know how. Maybe I don't know what to do. I don't know what the first step is to take. That first step is making a decision. Do you like where you are now? Do you like the circumstances you're in? Do you like what the hand that life has dealt you? Or are we going to start taking some actions to make better decisions to get us in better places? So the decision is yours today. The decisions are yours. People can influence your decisions, but at the end of the day, they're ultimately yours to make. That decision is, are you going to forget everything and run? Are you going to quit? Are you going to bow down to your circumstances? Or are you going to face everything and rise? Because you're still here. And I'm still here. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to bow down. Now is not the time to quit. I'm still here! And so are you.